This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Golden State Warriors have evened the series at two. A gutsy win on the road in Boston. A 43-point game four for Steph Curry. And the man who has three title rings going for number four sends this to San Francisco with a best of seven deadlocked at two. Warriors a final 107-97 over the Boston Celtics here at TD Garden.
Mark Kesicher with the call and the Warriors with the win. And Steph Curry with the performance maybe of his career. Good afternoon, everybody. It's Bart Hahn live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And, I mean, can we stop now with Steph Curry? Can we stop with the whole conversation about whether or not he is a true superstar when it comes to the history of the game? Can we put all that stuff aside? Is it written now with his series-saving performance? And my God, if you have to ask him to do more, if you're like, if I'm Draymond Green, if I'm Klay Thompson, if I'm Jordan Poole, I'm at home tonight. I'm sitting at a locker room. I'm going, this ain't on that guy's back anymore.
Yeah,
this is our turn now. This is about teammates tonight, not Steph Curry, because he had the signature performance of his career and maybe of this finals.
And it always happens, Alan, when you're injured. Let me tell people what happens when you're injured. You become singular focused. You have to really lock in, and everything you do has to be intentional because you understand that you're compromised. So we've seen the flu game. You lock in. It's something about the mental part of when you know that you're compromised, how the mind locks in and everything moves in slow motion because you know it's like intentional. It's perfect. You take nothing for granted. And he took nothing for granted. And he still should have got – though he should have had 2 4-point plays because guys were hitting him in the back. I don't know why the ref decided to swallow their whistle.
Twice. Like, that's when I knew the game was over.
Yeah.
I knew it was over when Steph hit the second three and got fouled, got hit checked, and he was running. I mean,
like,
he was –
what is you doing? Like, don't put –
He was doing one of your favorite things, right, which is like, you know, are you not entertained? Like, he was flexing. He was furious. He was letting you know, and I'm like, all right, this guy's not going to let you lose now.
And one thing that we forget about Steph Curry, and this is what I love, right? And maybe Kevin Durant didn't have to do it because he's 7 feet. But, man, if you look at the body, he's built the body to withstand the punishment.
Yes.
Right? So you look at guys like Trae Young. You look at guys like Ja Morant. That's your comp. That's your comp.
Especially Trae Young.
Don't get like Elamine. Don't get like Chris Paul and then have to go crash vegan diet. Do it early in your career. Stack on the muscle like Giannis did so that you can be a grown-ass man. That's why he finished. You don't see him falling down on the ground when he finishes next to the basket. You look at Ja Morant, he hits the ground every time, flopping like a damn fish. You know what I'm saying? You gotta start pumping up. You got to start getting ready, man. And he put on a performance for the ages.
Yes.
Right? And people have to put some respect. And listen, I'm not going to pat myself on the back.
You just did.
But – who said Draymond has to sit? Me. That's who. Remember when I was talking to professional basketball players?
This was on Get Up Friday, and I texted you.
Yeah.
I texted you that night when I said you were right.
Yes.
Because we were on the set, Patrick Beverly, and
you
said
it. With him.
You said it, right? You said, I'm going to need more Looney, maybe even Kuminga.
Yep.
I'm going to need less Draymond Green. And Steve Kerr did exactly that, whereas you could see right here, he only played 7 minutes. I mean, 7 minutes of fourth quarter, it's 12 minutes, 7 of 12. So he still played.
Yeah.
But you saw late, he was subbing him out.
For D.
He was subbing him out.
And rebounding.
And putting in Looney. And that also was a big part of them winning. And so, you were right with that call. Steve Kerr agreed. And I'm curious to see if he's going to keep doing it.
Yes, because he forces you to have to defend multiple people. People are doubling off Draymond. Right, they're coming off. They're making it tough for Klay because the court isn't spread. Because you don't have to play Looney. He's not a catcher. He's not a live guy. He's not a guy that's going
to
pull up.
Two guys you don't have to guard. You can't spread the floor.
This is how I knew Draymond was a little bit nervous. He had a wide open teardrop and he gave it to Looney because he trusts Looney to make the basket more than himself. So it's in his head.
Yep.
So unless he shows me that he's the aggressive Draymond with a touch early in the game, then listen, those rotations are – he can start the game. And listen, Draymond understands. Everybody understands, right? It was Steven Adams when the Pelicans were playing where he wasn't a good fit. So he had to put him up, he had to put him down on the bench. It's not about your pride and ego. It's about humility and what's best for the team. And Draymond should be the coach on the sideline, much like Iguodala was, just like Iguodala can't play in this series because he doesn't have the legs and he doesn't have the defensive prowess like he used to. Mm-hmm. So right now, who has to be live? I got to have me a little Gary Payton a second because for some reason, this dude is a tremendous rebounder at 6'3". Tremendous rebound.
Motor. It's all about motor.
Tremendous defensive
shoot
player.
Shoot a lot of threes. Going to be a lot of long rebounds.
But he puts a lot of pressure on the ball. And who's this white guy number 8, man? I'm going to have to learn his name because he is like the Tatum. Like, you know.
Bielitsa?
Yes. Bielitsa is like the Tatum and Jaylen Brown shutdown king.
By the way, Bielitsa was guarding Doncic in the last two games.
Right.
Of the Western Conference Final, and the first time I saw him guard, I'm like, what are you doing? But then little by little, you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
He's
actually doing a pretty good job.
Anybody remember, what's my favorite movie?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about with
old
boy from Hits. The West Side Miners. You know what I'm talking about. Glory Road.
Oh, okay. One of your favorite movies.
Yes.
Your favorite movie is Friday, but let's
move on. Remember what he said? He said, shut him down. He said, I'll take care of it, sir.
Yeah.
That's who he is. He goes in there. I'll take care of it. He go in there. He just put the lock. Clank, 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 clank. Put him up in. Listen. I would not let them to harm you, Mr. Blake. You know what I'm saying? That's a little unnecessary roughness. You know what I'm saying? It's time to party. You know what I'm saying? A little Sinbad going on.
I looked at also the Warriors to me. Everybody's still leaning Celtics in this series. I said Warriors in six. I'm sticking with it. I still think. You take care of business at home, and then you treat Game 6 in Boston like it's a Game 7, and this series is over the way it should be. But there is another side to this, of course, and that is the Boston Celtics, who, just like the Warriors did in Game 1, basically gave away a fourth quarter where, you know, like they seemed like they were in control. They seemed like they could pull out the win at home, but they couldn't stop Steph Curry. And one of the concerns, of course, for the Celtics is Jason Tatum. And let's make this straight talk by the best straight talk wireless because Tatum is the guy that you're looking at on that side and saying he hasn't had a big game yet. And boy, is it time for him to have one in a pivotal game 5.
I guess the same amount of pressure I've always had. It's not something that I like, you know, go to sleep thinking about, wake up. You know, obviously, you know, I want to win by any means necessary and I'll do whatever it takes. That's, you know, that's all that's really I care about right now is winning. Whether we, you know, you win or you don't win. You guys will debate rankings or, you know, where does that matter, you know, for your legacy and things like that. That's kind of not up to me. But, you know, in this moment, you know, just I've said it, I feel like every day I'm just trying to do what I can, you know, to impact winning by all costs.
Now, as you know, this is the way the stats have been thrown around today already. The Celtics haven't lost yet coming off of a loss in the playoffs, right? I think they're 7-0. And so they have always responded well to losses.
Yeah.
Something's got to give, though. Eventually, if you're the Warriors, that trend has got to stop.
Yeah.
The series goes back to Golden State. Role players play better at home.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna say this, Bart. Tonight will not be about Steph Curry. It should not. It can't be. Tonight has to be about Draymond
Game
Green.
Game 5, Clay. No, forget
Clay. Clay Thompson. Draymond. Jordan Poole. All of you better step up. Again, you're in the locker room, you look around, and you're going, we're taking the pressure. This guy got us here to where we're alive instead of down 3-1. We're right now in control of this series because you have two home games left. It's up to you guys now to step up and play big. That's what this is about tonight. This is about, to me, a must-win mentality that the Warriors have to have in this game. Oh, the Celtics have it. They know it.
You got to win
because they don't want to be down 3-2. But they do get to come home. If you're Golden State, you have to have a must-win mentality tonight. If you don't, and Jason Tatum has the big game that we've been waiting for, and the Celtics do what they always do, which is rebound or bounce back from a bad game, then this series could suddenly flip right in your face. You go to Boston, the Crucible, a tough place to play. Draymond Green has not been good in Boston. Bart, I'm telling you, this to me yeah, has to be a must-win mentality for the Golden State Warriors.
100%. But this is the thing about Golden State. They can have a 10-man rotation. They still can work in 10 people. Where Boston, who knows how Robert Williams' knee is?
That's a huge question. Monica McNutt's going to join us a little bit later on the show. She's going to give us the latest on all the injuries.
We got home team there?
We do.
We got our third piece?
Yes.
And I'm telling you, I'm every day, man.
We got triple threat. Monica.
Every day, man. I'm running, son.
Oh, now you're ready.
Yeah, every day.
Now son. You're ready.
Every day
I'm
running.
I needed you last week,
every
ready.
Day I'm running, baby. I'm running.
See, we're both carrying that hurt, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm pissed off.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I've been carrying that hurt every day.
Yeah, I'm pissed off.
I went and I watched Hustle, and the movie's so good. And I went out on the driveway, and I just started. I was like, nah, it's not over. It's not over. Yeah, it ain't over.
It ain't over. Can't be we over. Say it over.
But do you love this game?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, man. You look at it, right? And it's weird, man, because they get more bang for their buck out of Valencia.
Bielisca.
Man, come on, man. That's too complicated. Bielisca. Is the J silent? I never knew a J was silent.
Yeah,
son.
Yeah, that J is silent.
Only in
a
Latin.
Lot of Scandinavian
okay,
names.
I
a J.
Only thought of Latin. Yo, yeah. J, H, P.
Sometimes it's pronounced like it sounds like a Y.
Yeah. Just call him B.
Yeah, you can call him
yeah,
B.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I can't even say Nemanja.
Nemanja.
Nemanja. Like the J, another J.
Yeah.
I would say Nemanja. You know what
sure.
I'm saying?
Sure.
Whatever,
yeah.
man.
Jumanji.
Listen, he's only making $1.6 million.
Well, it's good bang for the buck.
This is
he's a
bang
vet.
For his buck.
Been around the
six,
league.
6'9", he is doing his thing.
And he can so shoot listen, threes.
So my rotation, because he opens up the court and he still should be at a rebound at 6'9". Mm-hmm. So I'm going with him, Steph, Draymond.
All right.
Moody, Looney, Gary Payton, Poole, Otto Porter, Klay Thompson. That's still 10. And that's not even playing Kuminga. That's still 10 deep. So, I mean, I'm talking about these guys, I need you in short spurts to give me energy to run. You get in there, run. Mm-hmm. Let's get some easy baskets, run, lockdown defense, 3-4 minutes in and out as I decide to try and sneak in some rest, maybe at the end of quarters, you know what I'm saying, for Steph, so yeah. that we can try and steal some of those minute and a half left in the quarter, finish the quarter strong, and take care of business, man. You talk about the energy. Oh, you had a lot of smoke for Draymond Green. F Draymond Green. Listen, Cali, yay area. I need you to act a damn fool.
That is absolutely
I'm talking
true.
About a damn fool. Yeah. I mean, I'm talking about I want you blowing in Jason Tatum's ear like Lance Stephenson to LeBron. Oh, and I want your breath to sting. I'm talking about hot breath.
Make it,
halitosis.
Make it very uncomfortable
it should
tonight
be
for the
real uncomfortable.
I think everybody, and again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number to get your takes on this as well. I'm calling it a must-win for Golden State.
It is.
You want to get this series, you got to win this game, whatever it takes, and that includes the crowd in that building as well. I want to hear this hour, the traffic in the Bay Area, it's tough to get there, so later on.
Celebrity
roll. Hell no. Take the day off if you got tickets and yes. get to the building early.
And start drinking now.
And
celebrity
start
roll.
Drinking now.
Celebrity roll. I need,
oh,
I need Hank, MC Hammer. I
no,
need
no,
him
no,
there.
No, 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 no. No, you need a lot of dimes because Jordan Poole plays better when he's got motivation.
No doubt. But
you
I
notice
also
how different he played. So I need
I need them on the second row, but I need E-40. I need too short to bring some of them chicks. You know what I'm saying? But they got to sit behind. I need too short.
No, no, front row,
I need,
ladies.
I need,
front row.
I need beast mode yeah. sitting there getting the crowd hype. You know what I'm saying? I need Hammer with his hammer pants.
Too legit
to quit. But no, I still need him to
show. Nelly's not allowed in the damn building either. He and Tatum got that St. Louis connection. All right, that's all Straight Talk, by the way. Straight Talk Wireless.
Sit down now.
No contract, no compromise. I've been waiting for you to sit down. You're bringing a lot of hot fire today. So again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The series is tied at 2, but the Warriors have won game 4, and Steph Curry has played the way he has played, like an MVP of the series. Is this a must-win for the Warriors? Do you think the Celtics will be able to hold serve like they've been doing, where they bounce back after a bad performance? Is this thing going 7? I say it only goes 7 if Boston wins tonight. If the Warriors win this game, it is over. All right, we'll get to all your calls and everything else in 30 seconds. But first, Bart, tell us about Straight Talk Wireless.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean, really good, actually. It feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 silver unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 unlimited plan from Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverages, and you know what? Speed may vary, Allen.
Instead finds Curry on the right, rises, contested three, it's good! Steph Curry with 38 points and a huge triple!
No matter what happens the rest of this series, all those Steph haters have to stand down. They don't want to, but they have no choice.
This was Steph Curry, and this was Steph Curry's show against the best defensive team in the league on the road to keep your hopes alive. This may have been the greatest performance of Steph Curry's career.
Barton Hunt.
Blow the whistle.
What's her name?
What's her name? She was married to Steph Curry. She was married to the receiver, Hank, that couldn't play dead in a country western. And, oh, man, when she, Kendra, oh, white girl, when she get up there, when she got on the stage with Short and she moved that dunk, they need her. They need her at half stage, that dunk.
You saw, though, in game, the end of game two, remember when Jordan Poole hit that 30-footer?
Yeah.
And he got on a little hot streak? He kept looking to the side.
Ah.
And they were like, you know, there was a row of PYTs, and all of a sudden, he had his tail wagging.
You know what I'm saying? Little Al Jarreau.
He had his tail wagging. So to me, it's like whatever gets you right, because he really hasn't been right in this series for the most part. He's had some pockets, but not 22. The guy we have seen the support. It's all about the supporting cast players tonight. In my opinion, if you are the Warriors, you are looking at Steph Curry, you're saying that guy got us to this point.
Yeah.
We got to take it from here. He will still be great, but we've got, because the Celtics right now, the way they're playing, it's like, let Steph get his, lock everybody else up, and make Steph just exhaust him, which he looked pretty damn tired at the end of that game, but he was determined. So now it's time for everybody else, especially Draymond Green, man.
Especially Clay.
You know Clay's
I need Game 5 Clay. I need Game 5 Clay. See, it used to be Game 6, but this year we need Game 5. We finished it in 6. Finito.
Yeah, you just got to see if they can get there. And then for the Celtics, it's essentially continuing to survive the way they have. Look at Draymond Green's numbers here on ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
4.3 points
a game. You can't play him, man. You got to understand.
23%, 0-for-9 from 3. At least the rebounds and assists are there.
Yo, if he hit 1-3 early, the crowd will lose their damn mind.
That'd be a big one.
And they need to go back to Boston so they can, like, and I'll go up to Neil. I go up to Neil on.
Redemption.
Like, yeah, I go up to Neil on, like, yeah. Felicia was finer. Her hair just wasn't done. Shit.
But that's the whole idea, is you go back to Boston with a chance to lock it up, and then just go, like, you know, do like the Hulk Hogan. Like, what are you saying now? I can't hear you. You guys got real quiet.
You go crip walk on a leprechaun. You might not make it out. You might not make it out.
We don't want to be that disrespectful. You don't want to be that disrespectful. Yeah,
this has been relatively a nice series. It hasn't been a lot of, outside of just, Draymond just, putting his calf Jalen Brown mustache. But that's relatively mild. We haven't seen, I thought the Memphis series was a lot more physical.
Uh-huh.
And I think the Memphis series prepared Golden State for the physicality that they're seeing now with the Celtics.
All right, let's grab some calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We want to talk to you throughout the show. We begin with Charles on the island. What's up, Charles?
Hey, Mr. Hahn and Mr. Scott. How are you guys this afternoon?
Good.
What up?
So I went back and forth, Mr. Hahn, with you on Twitter over the weekend, where you were saying that Mr. Curry was a top 10 all-time player, and you told me to call up today. So who are you taking out, right, from that standpoint as
right.
well? So
and
why
and
don't
I,
we go?
We did this about a week ago. I did it on the morning show as well, KJM. I brought it up there, and then I brought it to this show. And I told you what the top 10
– Will can go.
What the top 10 was –
Yep.
For the NBA, when they put out their 75th anniversary list.
Yeah, forget about that.
Forget about that. That's what the list was put together, and the ranking were those top 10. So I took those 10, and out of those 10, I said the guy that has to go is Will Chamberlain.
Yeah.
And it's very simple. It's a very simple point to make. Somebody's got to go, so you go with the one.
Bird can
that
go,
you,
too. Larry can go too,
but he doesn't go first because he's got multiple championships.
Yeah, Larry can go first because if Steph gets what he's going for five or four,
it was before.
So if Steph gets four, He changed the game, much like Wilt Chamberlain changed it, right? Where they couldn't sit in the paint.
That's fair.
And Steph changed the way that children and people play
George
the game.
George Mikan changed the game because they opened the key. The key used to be narrow.
Yeah, so that's
they
one.
They widened it because of George Mikan.
Yeah, so that's one. Then Wilt Chamberlain, the 3-second rule, right?
Yes.
But now you look at Curry. He changed the game where kids pull up for threes.
How we play.
Right, and the analytics is all on his side.
Yeah, all right, so – Oh, we lost you. Okay, I thought Charles was going to like.
Charles, I thought he was going to rebut.
I didn't hang up, so it wasn't me that hung up. But if he had a rebuttal, we certainly would invite you to call back.
He's pushing Bird out too. If Bird can go too. What are you talking about?
So you refuse to give up on Tim Duncan.
Tim got five, man.
Yeah, I understand. Right?
Tim got five, and he's arguably the greatest.
All right, let me point this
power
out.
Four let in me, the history of the
okay,
game.
Okay, let me point this out. So Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker.
Yep.
Right, have won 19 finals games together as a trio.
Yeah.
Klay, Draymond, and Steph have won 19 finals games as a trio. So when you talk about supporting cast and all other stuff, you know, it's very even.
Everybody has a supporting cast. Bird has
Mikal,
who's in the Hall of Fame.
And Parrish.
Dennis Johnson.
Hall of Fame.
Parrish.
Right, yeah.
The Chief.
Usually when you win a lot, you're going to have some guys end up in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It's just the way it goes. All right, we continue. Doc's in Virginia. Come on, Doc.
I want to say that it's a must-win for Boston because they allow Golden State to win a game within the game, which is capturing the momentum. Because we still have momentum going into the next game, and that didn't happen.
There's no momentum in this series. You know, Doc, it's the amazing thing. There just hasn't been game-to-game momentum in this series, and it's really been all playoffs.
They've been volleying.
But
it's been
all playoffs have been like this. I mean, we saw the Golden State go down by 50 in a game, and they still ended up winning the series.
Yeah.
We saw the Heat just completely trounce the Celtics, and then they bounce back and win a game. Like, it has been the weirdest playoff when it comes to momentum and consistency. In fact, the only consistency was when Boston went in and just beat the Nets in 4 in a row.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's always been pushed back and something else. So the momentum part, I don't know if you can carry it over, especially with days off in between each game. They had a whole weekend off.
Yeah.
But if you're the Warriors in your building, oh, hell no. I mean, think about it, too. Games 1 and 2 in their building, they were really in control for the majority of the time.
Yeah.
It's that fourth quarter, they lost the game. So can they? And then Celtics did the same thing about the two games in Boston. So if you're the Warriors, this is a must-win feeling. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. We'll continue with your calls. I also want to ask this question because this has come up as well. Win or lose, does Steph Curry already deserve the finals MVP? I'll give you my answer. Bart just laughed, so you kind of know what his answer is. Coming up next is Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and on the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com. The dude Charles from Long Island, remember who called this beginning? The first call we took was him, right?
Yeah, he went.
Guys all like mad now, thinking we hung up on him.
No, we didn't hang up. We actually posed a question.
We literally were asking you a question. We're like, is he there? He's gone.
Come on, David Copperfield.
Damn. So now he's all in his feelings.
Call back, man. It's very rare on this show.
All emotional.
Why
would we duck that? I was waiting for you to respond.
Twitter fingers.
Let me tell you something, man. Like, what's the dude that came in? This is the supernatural.
I heard him.
He called in this weekend. Same bull crap. The Anita Mark show. He's like, this is the super. Don't hang up on me. I got a lot to say.
No, apparently
it was Wacky D. This is the like, bro. Why don't you get a tape together? You need an intern somewhere. Like with that, this is the super wacky, swackity, blacky. Like, man, if you don't get this old popcorn crap out of here, man. Like, if you got to jump on our stuff to
promote, that was fun though.
Like, bro,
that was fun.
And then it was Wacky D.
All right. Well, another thing that some people might consider Wacky D is the fact that. What do you think of this conversation? no matter what happens now in the finals, Steph Curry should win the MVP. Even if the Warriors lose.
Nah, man.
The only person to ever win the MVP of the NBA Finals
Jerry West.
In losing is Jerry West. And that was like in like 1950-something.
And it should never happen.
And it should have never happened.
Yeah, because LeBron.
I agree.
LeBron, if anybody should have got it, when LeBron left and he was pretty much playing center, forward, and scoring and carrying them bums and almost
right. When everybody's
took
hurt.
Yeah. Like, if he didn't get it, then, like, stop it.
But it's also this, like, to me, that would also be, if the Celtics win, it's because somebody did something significant.
Jaylen Brown.
Probably Jaylen Brown. That's what I'm saying.
I'm starting to think that maybe Jaylen Brown is the better player.
Well, I don't know if he's the better player.
Nah, he
but he's right now in a great place with his game. It's Tatum that you could see. Like, they're talking to him now about, well, don't jump off 1 foot, jump off 2 foot. He might be so screwed. Like, I'm really curious about Tatum's performance tonight because he might be just so messed up in the head. Like, he's doing a lot of things off 1 foot, and they're revealing, like, you know, we're thinking, like, maybe he should try things off 2 feet and take the cut.
No, you overthinking it, bro. You know how to finish by the cup, son. They're trying to tell him to be balanced because he's off balance. He does this layup, but he's fading away from the basket. Yeah, and he's throwing it, like, and sometimes it goes in, but same thing, make it laugh.
I'll tell you what. Steph Curry, though, has been great. And if the Warriors win this finals, of course, he should be the finals MVP. That Game 4 performance was a signature performance. And Steve Kerr just talked about just what Steph Curry has made himself into, all based on one thing, consistency.
Just the consistency of his routine. It's like a metronome. I mean, every day it's the exact same thing. He's in the training room. He's in the weight room. He's on the court. You know, it's clockwork. But there's also a sense of joy and energy within that work. He enjoys it so much. He loves the process.
So when I heard this quote, I actually saw it this weekend. I sent it to my son. My son's training. You know, he plays hockey. He trains, like, incessantly. And I just said to him, that's the essence right there. It's the every day that might be considered a grind, but for you, it's just, this is what I do. And that's what Steph Curry is on a daily basis, the consistency, doing the same thing every day until it is muscle memory. So when you're in a moment like that, these shots, they just go, you know, like for you, that you expect to do. Everybody else looks like amazing. But his strength, how he's made himself stronger as he just flexes right there as you're watching on ESPN Plus, his ability to run around screen after screen after screen. And his motor is something we don't talk about his handle, his motor. All we talk about is how he's a great shooter. But you forget all the other things that lead to the shooting, including how strong
look at the muscles. Look at the gun show.
Yeah, you like that, right?
You know what I'm saying? Where look at the gun show, man. Physically? You don't get that. You don't get that from doing nothing.
I got a picture of him in Knicks gear from his workout pre-draft that if you saw the body type difference.
It's like Giannis.
Yeah.
It's like Giannis.
It's like Tom Brady.
Yeah.
It's like Tom Brady.
Bad thing is, Tom Brady's body still look like that. It's just a little skinnier.
No.
He ain't got no muscles.
Yeah, I mean, he's looks physically a lot different.
They got the water weight up.
Yeah, that's that picture that you're just like, can we just delete that? Yeah. Like, do we always have to see that? Me and my Michigan shorts.
I wonder who got
the
best faces. Who got the best faces? Is it the evolution of Tom Brady? With all his pictures, or it's the evolution of Ryan Fitzpatrick.
And as the
beard gets bigger, the hairline moves back. You know what I'm saying? Reverse.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Where's our peoples at, man? Call me. I feel like talking to the people.
Yeah, no, we will. Like. We will get to the peoples. That's what we're going to do. I believe our friend Charles has called back, so he'll get his chance to respond instead
Come on, Charlie,
of.
Ain't nobody ducking. You know, we wanted some conversation.
I mean, just run into Twitter and just complain.
Yeah, don't go to tweet. Don't go flex your index fingers, bro.
Anyway, so we'll get to all that coming up, of course, and we'll do that next. It is Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott.
Oh, this is what Steph's saying to his boys. Get at me, dog. Where my dog's at? Get at me, dog.
That's the Warriors need to be dogs tonight for their guy.
Draymond, bring them big old teeth out there and bite
somebody. Seriously, Draymond, Clay, Jordan Poole, mount up.
Yeah.
Like, this is your, like,
ooh,
mount up.
Did you just hit him on low-key with little regulators?
I tried to.
You just hit him with, see, y'all don't be understanding the bars that Allen be dropping, son.
Low-key.
Everybody can't
top of the
over.
Hour coming at 1 o'clock, though. We'll have a reason why Whitney Houston and Devontae Adams
have a lot in common. A
little bit of connection there. Mm. So we'll get some NFL going there. But we got your calls. And, I mean, we got some. We'll get to Charles, but other people are in line first, so we get to them as well. We go to L.A. We talk to Brendan.
What's up, man?
What's happening?
What up?
I thought, I listen to you guys every day, man, but speaking on what Han said, how this game is going to determine on who's going to win is based off role players, I completely agree, man, because if you look at how Jordan Poole played this game compared to how he played game two, he was more like aggressive mid-range attacking the basket than shooting threes. But when he goes from shooting threes and he gets cold and then he starts shooting mid-range, he struggles. And can we put respect on Andrew Wiggins' name, man, for dropping 17 with 16 boards, man. That was really important. Rebounds is a key. Yeah.
Yes.
Him and Steph. Steph, 10 rebounds.
But what Wiggins did, Wiggins had a couple of huge putbacks, and Wiggins gave you what you needed was, again, a guy that recognized, I'm not the man, but I've got things to, I've got important. Like, he's determined. We got out-rebounded, and thank you for the call, Brendan. Out-rebounded. I've got to do something. That's what I'm going to do to help us win. Well, I mean, the growth that we've seen from Andrew Wiggins has been phenomenal. Because
take
he came in,
brick.
Number one pick, as a guy who was going to, can you be a primary scorer? Can you be a lead guy? He and Kat didn't really have it in Minnesota. He goes to Golden State. He gets into the culture there, and they just develop him little by little.
Solid 3-point
Did you
shooter.
Ever think you'd say Andrew Wiggins, boy, he's playing some good defense? Did you ever think you'd say that?
We knew he had the ability.
Iguodala is in his ear constantly just coaching him up,
I wonder if Iguodala is going to be like the next Udonis Haslem. Like, he's going to be on the team for 55 years simply because he's the last man on the bench. He'll never play.
Nope.
But he's just sitting there, yo, I will punch you in the face. Sit up. You better go out there and play.
Right. Holding players accountable for the coaching staff because I'm a player. I'm not a coach.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a player. No, you're not really a player. Yeah. Oh, no, I am. But I think that has been also been a great little storyline as well with this team. All right. We will continue with your calls in the NBA Finals coming up next. Stay with us in 10 seconds. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. All right, so as we left this, we were having a discussion with Charles, who started out with on Twitter over the weekend, disagreed, asked a question, we answered it. We asked him a question, he wasn't there. He goes right back to Twitter and says that we hung up on him, which didn't happen. So we told him to call back, he did. Charles, so you heard, we didn't know, and I was yelling at everybody, I was like, who the hell hung up on him?
We didn't know we had Twitter beef.
And then we said to you, call back, and then you're tweeting about how we hung up on you.
I was going to make such a nice comment because 20 years ago, Alan, like I said, I was an intern for the New York Islanders. This was the year of the fish sticks from that same result. I would be ripping scores off the teletype machine because there were no smartphones. That's how old we are now.
Yeah.
And you were so kind to me back then. So kindness matters. You can rip me apart now, but I'm just saying I remember that from 20 years ago, and I really do appreciate it from that standpoint as well because I was just a lowly intern just trying to get ahead.
We were all at one point a lowly intern, so we have to always respect that. But all right, so while we have you back,
I gave myself.
You asked me the question. I said to you, we've done this before. I gave the list. I said Wilt is the guy that I would move out.
Look,
what's your response?
So when it's all said and done, I think maybe Steph can take the place of Wilt.
Mm-hmm.
But Wilt is, and I went back and looked at the numbers, right? 13-time All-Star, Rookie of the Year, 10-time All-NBA, 4 MVPs, and a Finals MVP.
Right.
And All-Defensive twice as well.
Yeah.
Steph doesn't have a Rookie of the Year. He's not an All-Defensive player. And he doesn't have a Finals MVP.
Right.
So he's got some gaps in there. Now, can he make it up from the All-Star perspective? Absolutely. Can he make it up in the All-NBA? Absolutely. He is right there. But we're talking about players who have been retired already and their careers are etched in stone. That's where they are. His isn't done yet.
Right.
So could we have this argument in 5 years where he's in the top 10 because he retired?
No.
Yes.
But I kind of feel like
nothing's etched in stone. Like, this. Listen, it's in pencil.
But with this, if they go on to win this championship, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
He would have
three more than Wilt.
Two more than Wilt.
Okay.
He would double Wilt. So yep. he's just been part of winning more. He's been a winning player.
But he hasn't been dominant for his entire career.
First of all, Wilt was four
entire career.
Wilt was 4 inches taller than everybody.
Yeah, I think that's fair. No,
we're not talking about that, Bart.
Wait, Charles, hang on. You do have to include that because on that top 10 list, there would be only one player shorter than 6'6", and that would be Steph Curry. Everybody else is 6'6" or bigger.
Yeah.
So that's something to say about a guy in a big man's game.
He changed the game.
To be that impactful.
He did, but all of those guys can be said how they changed the game.
Only a
they
few changed the game.
No, he's, that
part's fair.
Larry Bird didn't
Shaq,
change the
Kobe,
game.
Kobe, right? I mean, you know, Magic, obviously, from that standpoint as well, from there as well. What I'm saying is it really harm his legacy if he's 11 or 12? Like, is that really
saying
that part's a
subjective.
Really bad thing?
No, it's not. And that's the part where it becomes subjective, and that's where we have these debates. There was somebody that actually tweeted back at me beside you who said, why do we have to have these lists? And I'm like, because this is what we do.
That's what makes it fun, right?
It's fun.
But
like, and we all
Bird,
have different
right?
lists.
Numbers, because the thing about Alan and Bart, you guys have probably hired numerous people over your careers from SAP. So well, sometimes a resume, you look at it and you say, okay, you know, equals being equal, who am I going to hire from SAP? So there's something that puts that person ahead. If these numbers, if Wilt, Steph's, and Bird's numbers were put in front of you, chances are, without you knowing who they were, you would pick Wilt and Bird.
Context. Like Will Chamberlain, was one of the tallest players.
I think that's a fair argument.
Who was the great player that Will Chamberlain was going against? Who was the big man that was great? Like Steph is going against great players at his position, shooting guard, right? Like just look at the other players that we consider great.
Yeah. But I'll finish with this thought, Charles, and we got to move on. But
it's a fun argument.
It is totally fun. But I will finish with this argument. Is it like the 100-point game? Which no one wants to listen to me, but it is fact. I researched it. I wrote a book about it. The 100-point game was essentially his team fouling the other team so he could get more possessions because they wanted him to score 100 that night.
Right.
Like, come on. Like, you would never get away with that in today's game. And then the other team started fouling other players on his team so he couldn't get shots, so they were taking free throws. Like, it was a farce.
That's Kobe, when Kobe scored those points, it was 81.
Yeah, 81. 81.
Yeah, like SJ. That was amazing because the team wasn't doing that. He was just dominant.
Exactly.
That
that's my point. Yeah. Like Devin Booker as well when he got to 70. Like Charles, and thanks for the call. Like that, like I want people to understand it. Like that would never happen today. It was a farce what was going on there with that game, with the 100-point game. And then also, like Bart said, he's just physically just bigger and stronger than everybody he went up against. Yeah. Like centers were my size.
It's like Jim Brown going against the people he went against.
I mean, you could. He
was bigger, faster, stronger than everybody.
Yeah.
So if you had to remove,
that's the argument I make. That's the guy I remove for several reasons. And I'll go back. I'll give you the 100-point game, and I'll give you this one. Willis Reed had one leg. It was a game 7 of the finals, and Wilt lost. How? Dave DeBuscher was guarding you. He's 6'6". How the hell do you lose that game? If I'm Jerry West and Elgin Baylor, I'm staring at him after that game like, are you serious, dude?
Shaq would have got on the ball, not dominating those.
Oh, Willis,
two.
You got one leg? Get me the ball. Let's get this dude on the pole. Give me the ball. I'm taking this dude out. Instead, you were psyched out.
And they tell
the story about how he was watching Willis warm up, hiding out in the tunnel. Yeah. And some people wondered if he was a little psyched out.
So this is the argument I have from a boxing standpoint, right? And why I say, like, even though Roy Jones was one of the best boxers of all time, you can't name another boxer that he beat that you can consider was great in his era. And sometimes we need another great person on the other side of us to make us great.
The rival.
Right. What made Muhammad Ali great is he fought George Foreman.
Well, Bill Russell was supposed to be that, but Will was after.
It's not a fair matchup. It's not a fair matchup.
Russell.
It's still not a fair matchup. That's why even Tommy Hearns, we talk about Tommy Hearns being great, even though he lost to all the great fighters. Mm. Lost to Sugar Ray Leonard. He lost to Marvin Hagler. But Marvin Hagler, Duran, like Aaron Pryor, like it was other guys that we deemed like some of the greatest of all time that he went against and going through it. Like Wilt didn't have a great player. You know, Michael Jordan went through Charles Barkley. Yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, he went through Karl Malone. He went through other players, people that we consider great at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Wilt played, it was one player. You had one player, Bill Russell, that we can consider great for your position as a matchup. It wasn't these, you know, matchup of the Titans, collision of the Titans that he had to go against. You know what I mean? Shaq had to go against Olajuwon. He had to go against Mutombo. He had to go against Alonzo Mourning. all guys that we consider Patrick Ewing, yep. guys that we felt like was dominant and could get buckets back. The people that Wilt went against couldn't defend them damn selves outside of Bill Russell, mm-hmm. who he was, what, 4 or 5 inches taller than.
Yeah, and the thing that I hate about this is we start now having to disparage a great player because we're trying to make the case for someone else.
Being top 10 of all time is not saying that you're a bum. Like, what are we talking about?
Well, being 11th.
We're talking about immortals. This is Highlander.
Yeah, exactly.
There can only be one. That's and we know that's Jeffrey. There can only be one.
Yes.
There's Jeffrey.
Yes. The GOAT remains the same in our argument, of course. It's the placement afterwards and all the arguments you can make for all of the different ones.
And you can do this all the way down to 20.
Oh, man. I mean, think about
some guys in the top 20.
How some guys that might be like outside the top 15 will be mad. You know, out of the top 12, that would be mad. There are people that don't think Kobe belongs in the top 10.
You can make the argument for Isaiah Thomas to be up there.
Isaiah Thomas was one of the – again, you talk about size, a dude under 6'6", who dominated the game.
Two championships during the Jordan era.
Yeah.
During the Bird era. Yes. During the Magic era.
Yes.
Like, sent them home. Bye-bye, Magic.
During the physical beat-you-up
hand check.
You know what I mean? Like, against in that era, where if you're a small guy, it was a lot harder to play.
6'2".
Yeah.
Maybe 6'1".
So that's the story that we're telling there. And we'll continue your calls on that. Also, is it a good idea to defend your new boo, knowing your ex could be better? We'll discuss. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.